If you think about not only that case, but the recent case that we saw in Essex, where we saw another 39 people sadly lose their lives, I think we really do need to look at how we can prevent more people from losing their lives who want to come to the UK for a better life or have been coerced or forced into travelling against their will. We do have people who are wanting to come for a better life, who are either being smuggled or being concealed within lorries and are still coming to the UK. And we need to look at how we can prevent more people from doing that, because I'm sure that many of them don't realise the situation and the environment which they'll find themselves in when they're travelling across from mainland Europe. Many people think that they are coming for a better life, that they can work here, that they can possibly earn better money and send money back to their families. But in reality, if they do fall victim to exploitation and human trafficking, then the chances are that, one, they're not coming to do the job that they thought they were going to do. And then secondly, that any money that they earn is unlikely to reach themselves. So we see people being brought in to be sexually exploited and for criminal activities, but also for forced labour across a lot of different sectors. And the problem we have is when people come in and they are illegal migrants, when they have no status here in the UK, then they are extremely vulnerable. And the only way that they can maintain themselves is by working for somebody else who is controlling and manipulating them. There are lots of different indicators that people can look out for, and unfortunately this does happen on our doorsteps, so that's something else that we need to recognise. It's not only making checks at the border, but in your high street you've got people who might be living in houses of multiple occupation or houses where there is activity, unusual activity, comings and goings, you know, quite regular. People maybe not leaving the house, and they are some signs of, you know, potential sexual exploitation. In terms of houses of multiple occupation, we see lots of people being forced to live 10 or 12 people to a one or two bedroomed house, and they will be forced to work in various different sectors. So that could be car washes, as we've seen in the media previously. That could be agriculture, anything to do with food processing, packaging. You know, that could be in logistics. It could be in a whole range of different sectors. And then obviously we see a small element of domestic servitude, where people are forced to work within private households, but then also criminal exploitation, where a lot of people are forced to undertake criminal activities like shoplifting or moving drugs or even growing the cannabis. And we've seen cannabis farms previously being used by people who have come into the country, whether that's legally on their own identity documents or whether that is clandestinely through a port like Dover. Unseen is a national modern slavery charity, anti-modern slavery charity, and we do lots of work with survivors directly. So we have safe houses and we provide reintegration and outreach support. We provide training to statutory agencies and lots of businesses. And we also run the UK-wide modern slavery helpline. So we are the first port of call for many people who are in these types of situations. And we provide support, advice and guidance, and we can move people through into support services and help them get out of situations of exploitation. I think it's important to remember that we're talking about individuals. We're talking about people who have lives, who have families or had lives and you know, still have families who will still be feeling the effects of what has happened and the magnitude of that. So we need to have compassion for individuals, and we need to understand that if we see something concerning, then we should consult the UK Modern Slavery Helpline if you want advice and guidance in a confidential, independent manner. Or if you think somebody's really at risk of imminent harm, then contact the police, because you can save a life, and that is the most important aspect that I think we need to take from this.